A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud, Chulin Kuf Lamed Tes, Chulin 139a. Pagination is 277. And we're going to start on the facing page about seven lines up at the two dots. The Mishnah told us, Bachulin, that the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein, sending away the mother bird, when you're taking the young, is applicable by chulin, by non-sacred, avaloba mukdoshin, but not when it is designated for the Beis HaMikdosh. Asks the Gemara, amaylo, why not? What's the problem if it's designated for the Beis HaMikdosh that this mitzvah should not apply? And the Gemara answers, "De'omar kra," because the pasuk describing this mishnah, this mitzvah, tells us, "Shaleach tishalach es ha'im," you should send away the mother bird. B'mishata mitzuva l'shalcho, it could only apply by a case where you're obligated to send it away. Yatzazeh, as opposed to this, shi'ata mitzuva l'shalcho, you're not in obligation to send it away. You're supposed to bring it to the caretaker of the Beis HaMikdosh and give it to him because it's his responsibility to effectuate whatever has to happen to it. Either it's going to be brought as a karban or it's going to be sold as an asset of the Beis HaMikdosh. But this was a donation. And if it's a donation, then the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein doesn't apply. On the contrary, don't send it away. Bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. As a springboard from that, Amar Ravina said, Hilkach, therefore, Of Tahor Shaharag Es HaNefesh. If you have a kosher bird that would otherwise have the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan associated with it, but in this case, this kosher bird killed a person. Potom Milishloach. You're going to be absolved of doing Shiluach HaKein on it. My time of why? The Omar Krab, because the Pasuk said, Shaleach Teshalach Esoeim, you should send it away. B'mishata Mitzuvah L'shalcho. It's only if there's an obligation to send it away, if that mitzvah seems to apply. Yatzazeh, but in the case of the bird that killed, She'iyata Mitzuvah L'shalcho. You're not supposed to send it away. Ela Lavia LeBezdin, you're supposed to bring it to Bezdin so that the court should decide its fate and decide if it's supposed to be killed. So the same way that we started off by saying that if you encounter a bird that's kadosh, that's holy, that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, there's not going to be a mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein. Instead, you're supposed to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. So too, Ravina says, if you have a bird that kills, you're going to have a similar law that's going to dictate not Shiluach HaKein. Rather, bring it to Bezdin, catch it. Now, many people, this case as well, a bird that kills a person? How likely is that? And obviously they don't know birds. We just had in the news right now, April 2019, a cassowary, big bird, very prominent nails, and it killed its owner. It's, you know, Dafyomi. Right on target, Rachmana Litzlan, such a damage could occur. And Ravina is saying this would be the same dispensation as we find by Mukdashim. If we move on to the next page, today's daf, on the second line, Uviarta Harami Kirbecha, that's the mitzvah to eliminate the bad from among you, and an animal that killed would be subject to a Beis Din ruling. Interesting, in the news, the statement from the sheriff's department, I believe, is whoever inherits the farm is going to decide what to do with this bird, and that's certainly not the approach that we would take in a halachic sense with Beis Din or on an ethical sense. Hani mukdashim hechidami. Third line, what is the case of a bird that's kadosh, and if you encounter it, you do not have the mitzvah of shiluach hakein. Instead, you have the mitzvah to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara's point is because there's a catch 22. Something's not consistent here. Ilema, if you were to say dahavalei kan besoch beisova akdashe, that you have this bird's nest within your home, within your control, they're domesticated, and you made it kadosh, so I understand why it's kadosh, because you have control over it. But mimachayev, would you be obligated in shiluach hakein ki karikan sipor prat lemezuman? We learned that when you encounter a bird's nest, not when you have it under your control, the mitzvah doesn't apply in such a case. Ella, what are you going to suggest? The chazakan ba'alma va'akdashe, you saw a bird's nest somewhere in the forest, and you declared it kadosh. The Gemara says, umi kadosh. It's going to be kadosh. It doesn't become kadosh. Ish ki yakdash es beso kodesh amarachmana. The pasuk says, when you'll make something kadosh, like your house, ma beso birushusa afko birushusa, it has to be just like your house. You have control. You're the owner. So too, the thing you're making kadosh has to be in your control. And if you're just walking down the street. So these are mutually exclusive concepts. Shiluach HaKan has to be a wild bird. Kadosh has to be a bird in your control. So how do the two concepts come together? Ela, what will you suggest? Da'ag bi'hinhu le'efrochim va'akdishinhu. That you designated the eggs and you made them kadosh. V'hadar hadrinu, and then you returned them to the nest. Hi, afilu b'chulin nami lo machayiv. The Gemara says that's not a case of obligation, even if you hadn't made them kadosh. Once you took them, the tana notalas habanu v'chzirin lekan v'achakach chazra ho'eim aleyam patam l'shaleach. If you took them once and now you put them back, there's not going to be a second obligation. Ella, what are we going to do here? Da'ag b'ha le'im. You designated the mother. You picked up the mother. Va'akdasha, you made it kadosh. Va'hadra, and you returned it to the nest. Mi'ikare chayev le'bishiluach mi'kame da'akdasha. There was already an obligation to send it away when you encountered the nest, and that obligation, says the Gemara, is going to remain, and that's not going to be a good case where the only thing getting in our way is Kodesh. Kodesh actually will not get in your way, and it's still going to be obligated in Shiluach. Tetanya, as we learned, Hiktish chaya va'achakach shachta. If you designated an animal as kodesh and then you shecht it, potom ilachasos, that indeed is going to be absolved of kisui hadam, because kisui hadam does not apply by an animal that's designated as kodesh. But shachta, if you shecht it, va'achakach hikdisha, and then you designated it as kodesh, chayiv lachasos, the fact that you made it kadosh is not going to absolve it of its relevant mitzvah. Because it was already obligated in Kisi Adam before you brought Hektish upon it. And therefore, we're at a confusing position to understand how Kodesh and Shiluach HaKan would come together, and the only thing absolving you is that you have an obligation to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. If you designated it as Kodesh after you caught it, but before you caught it, there was an obligation, and that obligation will remain. And therefore, the Gemara resolves this, third line of the white lines, Rav Omar b'maktish peiros shovcho umardu. Rav says that you designated it, and then it rebelled. So it was indeed Kodesh, and then it rebelled, it went wild, and now there's a mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein as well, and we're being told that the Kodesh will absolve you of Shiluach HaKen because it's supposed to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash. But how did it become Kadosh? When it was domesticated, that's when you had done that. And Shmuel says it doesn't even have to be a bird that's kosher for a korban. It could just be that you took a chicken, but you're designating it for purposes of its value to the Beis HaMikdash, and that too would have an obligation to bring it to the Gizbar and would not have the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.